These are the families of Pakistani citizens who were kidnapped under the cover of so-called US-led war on terror after 9/11 attacks. The missing citizens have been allegedly detained by country's secret services. Many of them were reportedly handed over to the US. The number of cases of such disappearances has been a matter of speculation. This woman, whose husband has been missing for years, has set up a right group. After years of struggle, her right group has finally come up with verifiable data about the number of kidnapped citizens. According to this right group, as many as 5,149 citizens have been kidnapped since the so-called war on terror began. It says that alone last year, 252 citizens were kidnapped.
Pace of picking up is double. Unfortunately, it's not just that the number of disappeared is growing constantly. It's not that the dead bodies are being handed over at a very fast pace. But the another most torturing thing is that the government is still not ready to listen to our woes.
The most of the missing citizens have not been prosecuted, and their families have also not been told about their whereabouts.
Many of them have been killed. They have been thrown on roads or in the mountains. The agencies have no evidence against them. That's why they pick them, they detain them in their own places, and some of them, they have been executed, they have been killed during the detention.
Right activists say that still a large number of kidnapped citizens are unaccounted for. The victim families are not ready to come out to share the details of kidnapping saga after alleged threats from the secret services to kidnap their remaining family members. A situation that has gone largely unnoticed in Pakistan. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.